In 2012, Sitka Republican State Senator Bert Stedman secured the $40 million in state money to build the road. Most of it remains unspent. In 2016, Governor Walker put this and seven other state-funded road projects on hold until the state came up with a balanced budget fiscal plan. Under the Dunleavy administration, this spring, the State Department of Transportation resumed work on the Cake Road, flying over potential routes and examining the existing logging roads that could be connected for a route between Petersburg and Cake. Stedman has been a supporter of building a one-lane gravel road along the northern end of Kuprinoff Island, linking some existing roads and using a road corridor approved by Congress across national forest land. He thinks the medevac plane that crashed in January on the way to Cake could have been avoided with that road in place.
About a week before that plane went down, as I recall, the city administrator Cake wrote a letter to the governor expressing that this is Cake's version of the King Cove Road. And there's dangers there, getting medevacs, you know, safety issues for the community, week before that plane went down. As far as maintenance on that particular road or any other state road, the more remote roads, it depends on the traffic level. And if the traffic level is high, there's more maintenance. If it's low, there's less maintenance. There's enough maintenance money in DOT's budget to do the maintenance. It's a matter of priorities and what wants to, you know, what roads are going to get opened and which roads aren't.
U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan also likened this project to the proposed road between Cold Bay and King Cove.
It's a similar situation, a 12-mile single-lane gravel road that is not going to hurt the environment. Nobody wants to harm environmentally sensitive areas. But time and time again, it's been proven that you can do both. You can build, you know, low-impact infrastructure, like a 12-mile road.
That road project would go through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge and has opposition from environmental groups. Likewise, the road to Cake has opposition from the city of Kuprinoff and some Petersburg residents. But Petersburg's Mayor Mark Jensen supports the project.
I think it's going to be something that we're going to need in the future for a transportation corridor. It could also open up potential hydro line, which would help Cake with their power issues and maybe even create some logging sales. So it's just jobs. Yep. You have to have jobs.
State and federal planners looked into a road and ferry connection between the communities, but scaled back that project in 2016 over concerns about the cost of operating the ferry and maintaining the road. Senator Stedman wants to make clear it's only a basic gravel road under consideration now without a ferry. He thinks it will be similar to a boat launch ramp on southern Mitkoff Island.
And when you look at Blackery Point, I see no difference between going out to Blackery Point and taking a skiff over to Wrangell than taking a skiff across Wrangell Narrows and maybe down the beach a little bit or wherever the landing is going to be and driving to Cake. And the people of Cake deserve and have just as much right to the state treasury as any other community in the state. And look at the highways that the state have built here.
Stedman also thinks the road can be used for law enforcement response from Petersburg, and he points to efforts to revitalize the economy in Cake and thinks the road could add to that. That community has an airport but doesn't enjoy the twice-a-day jet service that Petersburg has. The project could mean construction of 22 miles of new road and improvement of 23 miles of existing logging road. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.